dead background noise.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Kellen Patterson of Being Harassed Clan. Of Real Talk. Pay for pay, Moscow. Being harassed by Doug Roy. Yeah. The old Kellens are being intimidated and harassed. But on another note, this program is sponsored by a chocolate way for the win, sprinkled with all kinds of snickerdoodle goodness. Yeah. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world of snickerdoodles. And if you are a drug-free athlete who takes snickerdoodle protein and they're looking for a solid foundation of snickerdoodle protein to stand on and a vehicle to draw if your goals like what Desiree.
Like a Mack truck through chocolate whey ice cream.
Being overrun with snickerdoodle protein. Check us out at p4pmusclesnickerdoodleprotein.com. And now, let us begin the chit-chat of Snick Snagger. Hello, Desiree.
No. I don't even know what that is. O'Kellen Patterson, how tall are you? How tall are you?
I am 6'2".
He is 6'2", and I am all of 5'6.5". Do you really think I could harass this fellow? I mean, really?
Oh, here we go.
Well, he's talking about. You're 6'2", and you weigh how much? How much you weigh these days?
About 200.
See? Dude, I don't even come close. Even
she
close
has like 400 pounds of attitude. Let's not even hear that.
I love it. 400 pounds of attitude. That is fantastic. Fantastic. So tell me, are you ready? Are you ready for this weekend? Are you ready to be
on stage
in Des Moines, Iowa? Are you ready to dominate?
Yes, yes, I am.
All right, that's good, because I'm ready to cheer. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Hashtag Team Awesome.
So like
Desiree and Kaylin, we are ready. We are ready, as SpongeBob would say. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, yes, he would. And I would actually understand it well.
Woo! All right, guys.
Hey, Desiree, you know something? You want to know
what do I know? Well, I want to know something. What's going on?
I think that snickerdoodle protein would do better under the sea than chocolate whey.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I've never seen snickerdoodle on SpongeBob, but I've seen a whole lot of chocolate.
Yeah, but the snickerdoodles were always eaten. The chocolate was always left over.
No, they were always eating the chocolate. And in fact, he had double chocolate at the Goofy Goober on his chocolate sundae. It wasn't snickerdoodle. It wasn't.
Yeah, because they were already eaten. I'm sure they'd already eaten those ahead of time.
They just never had it.
It
wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even on their radar.
That's why they were always left.
It wasn't even on their radar. It wasn't.
They're eating too fast to be on radar.
If there's a SpongeBob fan out there that can provide any proof that SpongeBob has ever mentioned snickerdoodle ever, you let us know.
Here we go. I don't think they've ever mentioned chocolate.
Oh, but he's eating chocolate on the show. Yes, and they have.
How do you know it was chocolate? That could be coral.
Because he said it was. It was not. You're just being silly now. You're being silly. All right.
Oh, name calling.
You're being
silly.
You
see the harassment? You see the
harassment? Oh, my goodness.
Her own words.
Oh, my goodness.
Her own words. Wow.
I said you're being silly. I didn't say, Kaylin, you're silly. There's a difference. There's a difference.
All right, guys, chime in. You heard it. You heard it. Dang, Dad. This is how you do it.
You're such a delicate little
Thanks,
You're such a little delicate
you,
flower. You're such a
Thank
little delicate
you,
flower. We have to handle you with kid gloves.
Thank you,
it's
Bill.
It's okay, though. You're going to toughen up. And, Bill, you know what? It's okay. You can stick up for your boy. It's okay. You're a little delicate flower
boy.
Over there.
My
yep.
boy.
Yep. Yep.
See how nice he is? Does everyone see how nice this wonderful co-host is?
We've had this conversation before. You do all your picking on me before we get on the show, and then by the time I get around to retaliating, we're already on the show, and then you always portray me as a villain. And everybody's like, oh, poor Kaylin. Desiree is so mean to him. Desiree is so mean. But yet they have no idea what goes on before we get on
wow.
air. They have none.
Wow.
They have none. If we were a reality
Doesn't
TV
Kaylin
show,
have a show this weekend?
They would know.
Doesn't
they would know.
Have a show this weekend? That's a very
yeah,
good
that's what we were talking about.
Know.
That's the whole part.
I
that's
don't
the
know.
Whole part we were talking about being ready for. Who missed that part? That is the whole part.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm so abused right now. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. This is after he told me I was a pain in his Heineken. Yeah,
oh.
he said that.
And you guys
are
said
you
that, right?
Are you denying you said that, Kaylin?
Question marks. Let's
are
see.
You denying? And did you not threaten to
oh,
bite
wow,
me
now we're
in my ankle?
We're in natural body.
And did
court.
You not threaten?
Wow.
Did you not threaten to bite me in my ankle
wow.
before you called me a pain in your Heineken?
Wow.
It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no question. It's a yes or no question. What's the answer? Yes or no?
Is Kaylin Carr depleted this week? Is Kaylin Carb depleted this week?
No, it's a yes or no answer. Were you bullying me before
the
show?
Question. I'm just reading
were
the
you,
questions.
Were
and
you,
for some reason,
were you,
I'm in
were you bullying me before
court.
The show? Oh, my gosh. So being carb depleted isn't allows you to bully
questions.
People?
Just reading the questions.
You're reading
the questions,
questions and you're
ma'am.
Not you're dodging dodging the answer. is what you're doing. But I love our listeners. I love our listeners making excuses for you. Kaylin's carb depleted, so he can be a bully.
Do you
okay.
see what I have to deal with, guys?
Case closed. Case closed.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know what meal I'm supposed to be on. I have no idea what meal I'm even supposed to be on. Oh, is this
oh,
a
shoot.
Meal from before? I don't know. Oh. Derailed diet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I like that.
Oh,
I like
no.
That.
What is it, the derailed diet takes to death?
No. Derailed diet takes to death.
Oh, derailed
yes,
diet takes
like
to death.
That.
Yep.
I like
yep,
that.
If Kaylin, goes, if Kaylin goes on a bender and starts eating donuts, it's all my fault.
I'm
hey,
so depressed.
Some monster cookies. Some
no,
monster
no, you haven't heard
donuts
over
it.
There. I think they have cookies with that too, don't they?
They, you know, I don't know. I think Herc Donuts is still in business, and they might. They might. After
I know
the competition,
they are.
We will get you a donut, all right?
Okay.
After the competition. But after.
And peace will be made.
And peace will be made. But if you bully me before we get to the Hershey donut, I'm not buying one.
If I bully her.
If you can't bully me and still expect a donut.
Are
I'm just
you
putting the ground rules out there.
Listen to
I
the
hope
verbiage.
They are.
Listen
I hope
to
they
the
are.
Verbiage. If you bully me, not
yep.
if you
if
keep
you bully
disagreeing
me.
With me.
No,
if you keep bullying.
You weren't disagreeing with me. You were bullying me. That's right. You definitely could be a lawyer the way you twist everything around.
I guess they have different ideologies over in Iowa.
They do. We have the truth. You villains in Illinois, no.
Now all of Illinois is what? Oh, wow!
No, let me reframe that.
Really
you villains, in Kankakee.
Oh,
that's what we're going
goodness.
to. We're going to narrow
wow.
that statement down. I know it.
Oh,
I know
oh,
it.
Oh my goodness!
You villains with dreadlocks that love donuts who live in Kankakee.
Did you hear this state bigotry? Oh.
The tree. Oh my goodness. You are carb deprived because you're delirious now.
Oh,
all right.
Now I've got a printout. I love it.
You're delirious. I'll let that be your out for your bullying. It's just delirious. But hey, we finally got some show results, folks. We have some official show results for the 2019 Wisconsin Warrior and for the 2019 Diva Classic. So we are ready. Like SpongeBob said, I'm ready. We're ready. We're ready to actually read these. We're ready to do this. So
yes,
if it's okay with you, Kaylin Patterson, we can start with the Wisconsin Warrior show because we kind of really already did the highlights in all the backdrop and the back scenes and all the back stuff of that show.
Wow.
But now we've got the
just
full
the
official
Boys.
Results. Not the Backstreet Boys, although they were just in concert, I think, like a week ago near Des Moines.
New Kids on the Block.
Or were they? Oh, it was New Kids on the Block. They were in Des Moines. I'm all out of it.
Yes.
But you knew.
They were in Chicago as well.
Sing us a song. Sing us an NKOTB song, Kaylin.
Oh, I don't know. Please don't go there. I don't know.
Well, A, we all know you can sing, so I don't know what that was. But I know you have to know.
I don't either. I get them all confused. I'm sorry.
I got Backstreet Boys,
New Kids on the Block, NSYNC.
I know.
All of them sound the same to me. I'm sorry.
They do. Help us out, folks. Send Kaylin some New Kids on the Block songs to see if he remembers one that he can sing a lyric or two for us. Help us out.
Okay.
Send us some song names. But
yeah,
in the meantime, let's see what's going on. In the meantime, 2019 Wisconsin Warrior results, the Bikini Open. First place, Sarah Silver. Second place, Jamie Voigt. Third place, Alicia Marie Sidoris. So you guys will remember her. We had her on the show a couple weeks ago.
There ain't no
Fourth
comment.
Place, Noreen Metz. And fifth place, Beth Leister. You got no comments so far?
Well, no, the third place. And I mean, I don't want
to
sound
biased. Would you like to make a comment?
Dang and tough.
There we go. Very good. See? Thanks, guys. I knew
Thanks
he had
Deborah.
One in there.
Thanks,
Deborah. Thank you. Hanging tough. Yeah, I remember that one. Bikini Masters, 40+. First,
wow.
He sings a man. Maybe he'll sing some more. First place goes to Beth Leister. All right. Figure open short.
Oh, I'm blushing.
First place.
I am blushing, yeah.
You're blushing now. First place goes to Mickey Osgood. Second place, April Lucas. Third place, Marlena Shoemaker. Fourth place, Julie Carlson. Fifth place, Summer Stewart. That was figure open short. Figure open tall. First place was Cassandra Cannenberg. Second, Madison Bauman. Third, Sarah Condor. Fourth, Vicky Wolfo. And fifth, Marissa, is it McQueen? McMacklin. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, let's go with
and
that.
Guys, I know we're just reading the names, but we've already dished on this show, but I wanted to give props to all of the top finishers, so I do want to announce them, even if we're not giving any background at this point. And then the figure overall champion was your open tall winner, and that was Cassandra Cannenberg. So congrats there. Figure Masters 40+, you had first place, went to Sarah Condor. Second place, Summer Stewart. And third place, Mary Rufflett. I'm going to go with that. So good job out of you, Summer Stewart, because you were in the top five for the figure open short, and you placed well in the figures masters as well. So good job out of you, out of all of you women. Women's physique open, first place goes to Vicky Wolfell, who was also where did we see Vicky? Oh, she was fourth place figure open tall, so it looks like she was definitely more of a physique competitor than a figure competitor.
Yes.
Second place goes to Jennifer Sherbinow, and third place to Jennifer Buskerud. Buskerud? We're going to go with that. And so...
Hey, Dave, can I say something?
You can say something. Please do.
This still goes in what we're talking about, and it doesn't take away from what we're discussing. But this is one where what you just said makes sense, because this is one where the coach made the decision but hadn't checked the categories and the criteria for them. So, yeah, I'm glad the lady did both to do the figure and physique, because she didn't know, and I think maybe someone had gotten into her ear to say, hey, you know, maybe you should try this, even though your coach was saying otherwise. Because I did have a chance to speak with her at the Ironman photo shoot spot, and she was undecided because she did have questions about where she fit in. Just looking at the YouTube videos and some of the past competitors' pictures that she was friends with on the social media. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, very good. And, you know, I mean, you guys all know I'm not a fan of the crossover of different classes, but in an instance like this, you know, I can't fault that, trying to find your place, trying to find your home. But now that I hope she saw where she clearly belonged, because she went from a fourth place finish to a first place finish. So that speaks volumes to me that the judges saw her and were like, bam, she's physique. She's not figure. And so hopefully, if I see that name again, I hope it's in physique open. And I hope she feels comfortable in that category. And I mean, we'll see what she does. But I mean, there's a big jump. She went from a fourth place finish in one category to first place. So, you know, she definitely had the physique to pull it off. So congrats to those ladies. Women's Physique Masters 40+. First place went to Jennifer Jennifer Sherbinow. And then second place to Jennifer Buskerud. All right, women's bodybuilding. Here's another. Bam! First place, Michelle Marquette.
Bam!
Second place to Amy Sather. Bam! All right, now we're moving on to the men's. Like the gal who does my eyebrows. She's from the Middle East. And she said, oh, no, I don't touch the men's. And that's a whole cultural thing. But it just, I've always remembered how she said that. I don't touch the men's. So, if you're looking to get your eyebrows done, fellas, and you're in Des Moines, Gigi does not do men, okay? She does not do the eyebrows of men. So here we go. Men's Classic Physique Open Short. First place goes to Andrew Merkovich. Second place to Greg Lorzel. Third place to Travis Ryan. And fourth place to Adam Southwood. That was Men's Classic Physique, not Men's Physique.
There
men's
you
Classic
go.
Physique Open Short. There it is. Now, for Men's Classic Physique Open Tall, bam! First place went to Adam Rodman. I'm pretty sure there's probably no relation to Dennis. Second place to Matthew Miller. Third place to Bobby Nowak. Fourth place, Austin Staff. And fifth place to Chris Hoffman. Your overall Classic Physique winner was Adam Rodman. Boom! Give us a bam, Kaylin.
No relation. Bam!
Bam! Men's Classic Physique Masters 40+. First place goes to Greg Lorzel. Second place to Adam Southwood. And third place to Bobby Novak. Greg, look at you. You took second place in open short, and then you brought it home in the Masters. You know we always got to cheer for
bam.
The Masters. A little extra bam,
bam.
There. Bam! Okay, now we're into men's physique. Here we go. Men's physique open. First place goes to Daniel Lee. Second place to Dustin Drager. Third place to Parker Southworth. And fourth place to Dylan Hopoff.
I think he's cousin to Northside.
He's cousin to Northside.
Yeah, are you Southworth?
Oh, Southworth. He's cousins of the Northworth of the North Side. South Side!
Yeah.
or actually Des Moines is East Side. That's how they do
East
it.
Side?
When you're at the Iowa State Fair and they have East Side night, that's how they say it. East Side. Just so you guys know.
And I got
to
say,
what's Iowa State Fair. What's good? That's how you do it.
That's
all
how
right.
you do it. And then
men,
you say,
that's how you do it. Bam. And then you have Men's Physique Masters 40 Plus. We have first place James Parrott and second place Francis Cormier. So there you go. Congrats,
oh, wow.
guys. Men's Bodybuilding Open. First place, Justin Timberlake. Wait a minute.
Not Timberlake.
Not Timberlake.
It is Timberlake.
I didn't say Timberlake.
I said not to be confused with Timberlake.
I know. It's not. It's not. It's no
yeah.
relation. There's no Rodman relation. There's no relation here. But guess what? Adam Rodman took second place in men's bodybuilding.
There you go.
There you go. Third place to Jordan Herman. Fourth to Jeff Murnau. And then here we have Southwood. Adam Southwood took fifth place. So fine. And then men's bodybuilding 40 plus, Greg Lorzel. Second place, Adam Southwood. Third place, Pat Merrill. Fourth place, Jeff Mama. Oh, it's Mama. I thought that was an R. It's
Ooh.
M. Mama. Sorry, Jeff.
My, my.
It was a tough one. And, you know, I just have to say, again, I really would like to see more separation between men's classic physique and bodybuilding. I really would.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens as men's classic physique continues to grow and mature. But I would like to see more separation of that class and then just, you know, more, either the criteria needs to change or I'm not sure what needs to change, but I would really like to see this classic physique have its own, be its own thing and not
entity.
This blurred line entity.
Hey, don't get a libel suit. You know what happened with Pharrell and that thick kid?
What thick kid? What are we talking about here?
Alan Thicke's son. The singer.
Who had a fake son? The singer? What?
Yeah.
I'm
remember
just,
Blurred Lines?
What? Oh, Blurred Lines. Oh, Alan Thicke. Oh. No.
Yeah.
What were they sued for? Oh, did they sample somebody's music they shouldn't have? What happened?
Yes, they did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Alan
Thicke.
Got us all
in trouble.
He lost his marriage after that song blew up and whatever else he was doing. And then he got sued and then he tried to make a comeback album and it went nowhere.
And then we ended up with Classic Physique. Shameful.
And then we ended up with Classic Physique.
The way you want it. The way you want it. The way you want it.
Bam! We want it to be its own thing. All right. Sports model. First place went to Christy Lee. And the team award went to Stronger Version Fitness. And I don't have which athletes belong to which team, but if you can recollect, Kalen Patterson, how many athletes do you think were on Stronger Version Fitness team? How many?
They had at least 7.
All right. That's nice. Nice representation. Was there even a close second?
I have a nine. Custom Fitness was second.
All right. Custom Fitness. Shout
but
out.
But I'm a little biased in that. I'm a little biased in that. I got to admit. I'm a little biased.
Uh-oh. Because, let me guess. Was there a Miss Alicia Marie Sidoris on that team?
I think it was.
All right. I can see the reason for the bias. I can see it. All right. I know you can see it. Like you're looking through crystal. Crystal clear.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you have it, folks. That's the 2019 Wisconsin Warrior results. Bam. All right. Uh-oh. Sounds like you got a message. you have a message.
they're saying this will be later on in life, but this is not right now. Why is Kaylin biased? Don't worry about it.
And there you have it, folks. Words of wisdom from the master. Hashtag don't worry about it. All right. Moving on.
Right.
Moving on up. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, did you see any other new kid on the block? New Kid on the Block songs? Or are you just not sharing those with us, Kaylin? Did we get any other submissions?
Just not sharing. It's too high a note.
What?
I did class today, so my voice is a little off.
Hold on. If nobody else is going to submit some stuff, I'm going to submit some stuff. Whoa. Oh, you already did Hangin' Tough.
Yes, I did.
Let's see. How about Please Don't Go, Girl?
That's the one I tried to sing earlier. Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
You would ruin my whole world? Yeah. I did class today, guys. Forgive me. I do a lot of yelling. Here's a little trick of the trade for me. I don't use a microphone when teaching my class. And I do sing through some of the tracks for the whole song while I'm doing the workout. Yeah.
What about You Got It? The Right Stuff. How about that one?
No, you guys gotta hear Dad sing this one. That sounded good.
I don't sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. So we're not even gonna go there. You are the singer.
You got a peanut butter spoon. You can stir that bucket.
I can stir that bucket. I can butter some biscuits, but I can't sing. So we just have to leave it
there
at that, and there you have it. But here's what else we need to have. We need to have the results for the Diva Classic All Women's Event. That's what we need to have. And, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a tough one because these names are going to murder me. All right, guys, we're going to do the best that we can do. And, again, we weren't at this one. We have yet to make it to the Diva Classic, and that is really a shortcoming on our part. But it's one of those shows that happens the same time as Heart of America, as Chi-Town Showdown. Yeah, they happen all the same weekend, and we haven't been there. You know, 2020, whatever else happens on the weekend of the Diva Classic, I'm just going to have to make it my personal goal to make it to the Diva Classic because, A, I got to bite the bullet. I got to do it. And it's the only all-female show. At
the
Diva.
We're gonna promote.
It's the only L female. It's the only all female show.
At the Diva.
A Diva at the Diva. Oh, I got you.
Yes,
that's how we're gonna have to do it. But it's the only one on our radar. So if there's a promoter out there that has an all female show like the Diva, and we don't know who you are, let us know. Or if there's a listener out there, listener land, if you know of another show that's an all women's event, let us know. We gotta know these things. But right now, the Diva.
The
Diva's the only one on my radar. The PNBA, which
PNBA.
One?
Out in California.
What show is it? Out in California.
It's the breast cancer awareness. It's the breast cancer awareness. Yeah.
It's called the breast cancer awareness, what, natural championship or what?
I hope they didn't call it that. But I know that's what it's promoting.
Okay, well, then it's not called breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, but that's what
it's promoting.
It's
promoting.
Pink. Hold on, Pink. Oh, I remember seeing the banner. Dang it. It was there and gone. Oh, this poor Pink Week brain.
But we will have to find
ribbon.
That one.
Yeah. We'll be hanging tough until then. Ooh.
Hanging tough.
Ooh.
Oh.
There it is.
All right, we're gonna go on. We're gonna go on with the Diva guys. Okay, but we will have to find that out because I want to know these things. All right, Angel Division.
Right now, I'm suffering from blurred lines.
Some blurred lines. I want you. Okay, hey, so let's move on over to NSYNC. If anybody's got some NSYNC titles they can float Kalen's way to see if he can sing some of those for us. We'll move
everybody
on to NSYNC now. Yeah.
That's Backstreet. That's Backstreet. Backstreet.
There we go. I like it. Backstreet.
Yeah.
Backstreet back. All right. There we go.
There you go. Yes. He can sing, y'all. He can sing. He's been fooling you.
I can't sing.
Yeah.
I can't sing. I'm sorry for any eardrums out there that I just made bleed, but
oh,
there you go.
Said.
I was.
Give her
I
a microphone.
I feel it at the
and
moment.
A karaoke stand. We're good.
No. Oh, I would never karaoke. I would have to be drunk, and we all know
oh,
I
you
don't
can
drink,
karaoke.
So that's never going to happen.
Karaoke. Yes, you could.
I can't karaoke. All right. We're going to do this now. Angel Division. Angel Division, first place, Amina Pajatovic.
Oh,
first place, goodness. Angel Division. Second place, Fabiola Gamboa. Third place,
oh.
Jossa Teglund. Where have we heard that name, Fabiola Gamboa, before? What show was that?
Ooh.
I don't know, but I know we've seen that name before. Fourth place, Amira, probably. Oh, Omanovic?
I'm out of it.
And I know people out there know how to pronounce these, and they're just cringing. Omanovic or Omanovic? That's Amira. And then fifth place went to Kenya Scroggins Bowie. So congrats, Angel
what?
Division. Bam. Okay.
Bam.
And now we're going to move on to Bikini Open Short. We had Jamelyn Voigt. We have, here's my girl, Amira again, Omanovic, that's how I'm going to say it. Third place went to Audrey Jackson, fourth to Jossa Teglund, or is it Jasa? I don't know, we're going to stick with Jasa, I think. Fifth place, Noreen Metz. I know, I'm sorry, guys. Bikini Open Medium, first place, Amy Fisher, second place, Lexis Michaels, third place, Christina Johnson, fourth place, Amina I said it once. We're going to stick with Amina. Fifth place, Fabiola Gamboa. Bikini Open Tall.
Hey, Des,
first
hold
place.
On. Yes. Hold on, Des.
What's up?
You're getting a lot of prayer hands. So they sympathize.
Oh, I know, guys. You got to pray for me. This is tough. All right. And you know, and if you want to see who any of these folks are, just please go to the Diva Classic Facebook page. Beautiful pictures out there of all of these beautiful women. Not going to help us with the pronunciation of their names, but you can at least see who they are. All right, Bikini Open Tall. First place went to Ashley Kryn. Second place, Jennifer Lauver. Third place, Kelly Gutow. Fourth place, Amber Banks. And fifth place, Samantha Art. And your overall winner was Ashley Kryn. So congrats to all of those ladies. And this is, let's see, 14... 28, I mean, there were close to 30 bikini competitors in all of those classes. So that was a very nice size bikini competition there, 30 bikini gals. Good job, guys. Bikini Masters, 40 plus, first place went to Kenya Bowie, second place to Charity Gallardo, and third place to Jennifer Albert. So congrats to our Masters. All right, Figure Open Short. First place, Corey Johnson. Second place, Morgan Pember. Third place, Julie Carlson. Fourth place, Jennifer Wolf. Spelled WLFF. And fifth place, Summer Stewart. Summer, was Summer an angel? Is that what we just said?
Wait. Yeah,
no, Summer Stewart. Summer Stewart was in Wisconsin. That's why that name is familiar. Hold on. I might need to backtrack here. Can't find it at the moment. Darn it. I wanted to see how Summer placed in the Wisconsin Warrior because I know we read the name, so we know she placed in the top five somewhere. But I just can't say where. Let's see. Because the Diva was in May, early May, and then the Wisconsin Warrior was just, when was that, late May? When was that, Taylor?
Yeah. It had to be late May. I think it was 2 weeks after.
Be... Okay, where did I see that name? You're just going to have to bear with me, guys, for a moment because it's going to bug me. Oh, she was in. Wait, what class is she in here? Where did I just read her name? Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. So, she placed fifth place figure open short, and then she placed fifth place again in figure open short at the Diva. So, all right, two top five finishes summer back to back. Congratulations, girl. Now I've got that figured out. Thanks for bearing with me, folks. Figure open medium, we have Erica Lynn, first place. Second place, Dana Rodriguez. I know. I like to pretend that I can sound like I can speak Spanish. But Kaylin can't speak Spanish. Say something to us in Spanish, Kaylin.
¿Quieres este?
¿Quieres este? Are you here? What did you say? Or where are you? What did you say? Who are you?
I
what
said,
are
you want this? Do you want this?
I was totally off. You want this? I did. And there we have it. Third place, Emily Briggs. Fourth place, Madison Bauman. Fifth place, Robin Patron McCarty. And that's your figure open medium girls.
Patron,
figure
huh?
open tall. Patron. Or it could be Petron. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Patron. Figure
well,
open tall. First place. Cassandra Cannonberg. Second place, Jessica Ross. Third place, Colleen Burnham. Fourth place, Dana Collin. And fifth place, Tara Gruney. So, again, we had close to 30 competitors in the figure classes. Great. And your figure mm-hmm. overall champion was Erica Lynn, who was your open medium winner. Figure Masters Plus, very nice showing here, ladies. Erica Lynn, first place. Look at that. Figure Masters, 40 plus. First place in Figure Masters. First place in her class in the open, and she won the overall. Good for you, Erica. Whoop, whoop. Give us a bam, Kaylin.
Wow.
Bam. Second place, Corey Johnson. Third place, we had Dana Rodriguez. Again, fourth place, Robin Patron McCarty. I was getting a little excited. And fifth place, Colleen Burnham. Oh, wow. And they had a pretty sizable Figure Masters 50-plus class. And you had first place, Dana Collins, second place, Jennifer Wolf, and get this, third place, Summer Stewart. So you have Summer Stewart, who is 50 or older, and she is still knocking down consistent top five finishes in the open. So again, folks,
yes,
just because you qualify for a master's class does not mean you can't kick butt in the open. What's up, KP? What were you saying? Hello?
I'm here.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm here.
Where are you? Did you put yourself on mute again?
No, it was the dog came in to bark and let me know that someone was at the door.
Oh, okay. What up, Odin?
So I had to
sign Everybody say hi to Odin. Oh, okay.
His ears are
Odin is Kalen's.
He's floppy ears.
Odin is Kalen's. Odin is Kalen's fur baby.
Yes, he is. He's not much of
so
a baby.
No, he's a big guy. He's a big guy,
yes.
Like his master.
Yes.
So did you hear anything I said the last
cake.
Couple minutes? And
he's
he likes
traitor.
Chocolate cake.
He's a traitor.
Oh, shoot. Did you hear what I said about Summer Stewart?
No, I did not.
Okay, so Summer Stewart placed third in Figure Masters 50 Plus. So basically
wow.
what I said is, so here she is in Figure Masters 50 plus, and she's still consistently knocking down the top five finish in the open categories. So
yeah.
even if you qualify to be in a Masters division, don't think you can't hold your own in the open classes. You most definitely can if you've got the physique. So, you know, any Masters that are out there, don't underestimate yourself. Don't not compete in open categories just because you're like, oh, I'm
yeah.
too old for that. You're not too old for that.
Well, you know, I think
right, Kaylin?
Marsha Johnson was one of the best examples of someone who's got such developed muscle from just basically working out consistently during the decades, not the years, during the decades. And it's been developed and developed and defined and developed. And it's just so phenomenal to see it when you see what would be considered young muscle, these young guys. And I'll never forget Zachary Rauch looked amazing when he stepped out on stage until Marshall came out there with his mature muscle. And it was lights out because it was that much difference, because Marshall had been working for decades building that muscle and building on the muscle and not having or sustaining injuries along the way. And it was just lights out in comparison. And even Zachary had to admit, you know, he thought he brought, and he did, no doubt about it. A 26-year-old kid brought the best package he had ever put on stage, because he knew he was stepping on stage against the pros and he wanted to represent well. But when he stood next to Marshall Johnson, it was not even close with the muscle density, the muscle fullness, and the muscle belly. And these guys weighed exactly the same. Marshall was twice as good. It was really something to see.
Very good. And there you have it.
Master's class.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Marshall was one of the few that won the Open and the Masters on the pro side.
Very good. I love it.
Yeah.
Very good. You know, we haven't seen him. He's been really quiet, though, for the past, I don't know how
many years.
Very quiet. So I don't know what I think about that. I don't know if we'll see him again or not, but if we do, it'll be a treat. It will be
a treat. Maybe
women's
at the
physique open? Maybe. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
Women's physique open and women's physique masters 40 plus. First place in both categories was Erica Lynn. And second place, Jennifer Buskerud. And Jennifer Cruel Buskerud. I guess it's the same gal, but one listing, she's Buckaroo, she's hyphenated, and another one she's not. Women's Bodybuilding Open, we have Stephanie Johnson Bach. First place, second place, April Zavadil. Third place, Michelle Marcourt. Fourth place, Amy Sather. And fifth place, Lola Velich. Women's Bodybuilding 40 plus, first place was Lola Velich. Pro Bikini, first place went to Erin Barth. Pro Figure, first place went to, oh my goodness, heaven have mercy on me, Alicia Kramarzik. Second place.
Oh, I got a little excited. Sorry.
Sorry, no. Second place, Hezco Marie. And third place, Nancy Troya. Pro Women's Physique, first place went to Karen Gregg Woodland. Second place to April May. Sports model, first place is Cole Nelson.
You're not gonna
and
let
second
that
place is Chrissy Lee. What?
It went to who? April who?
April May. That's right, just like that. April May.
Wow. And you passed that one up. I can't believe it.
I sure did. It did not go unnoticed, but I did not call it out. But you did, so high five.
Yes.
BodyQuest Transformation, first place, Charlene Kelly, and team award went to Fuse Fitness Coaching. Fuse Fitness.
Wow.
Yeah, there you have it. So I know we didn't have a lot of deets on that show, but I still feel like we had a little bit of good combo around that. And we got those names out there, which is the important part.
Yes.
That is the important part. We want to recognize those folks. So let's see here. I am looking for.
Okay, this one's from Kwanzaa.
Hold on, from
Kwanzaa. Hey, Des, do you know why Kaylin is being biased?
You want to know why Kalen is being biased? Well, you know, that's not really my story to tell.
Thank you.
But
when
Kalen
right
is
here.
Ready, when Kalen is
Team
ready
awesome.
to answer that question, I know that he will do so.
And double dog dare me to ask her again. And double dog dare me to ask her again. Please. We are partners
Can't
in crime.
Do it, folks.
So yeah.
We are partners in crime, and it's not my story to tell. We'll just leave it at that. But I'm sure at some point
right.
we will tell. I will be
and
able to comment
double dog
on the telling
me
of
to
the story.
Ask her again. Please.
Yep.
Please. She's been my co-host for years. Please. Don't you
Almost
dare.
Almost 6 years,
Ooh.
Folks. Next month.
Yes.
6 years. Bam. Go, bam. Bam. Bam.
Double dog dare me to ask her again. I dare you. Please. I laugh at you.
Oh, too funny. I don't know. Our show's been a little bizarre tonight. You know what? That's okay. Are we entitled sometimes? Maybe. Never know. I don't know. But it's what's happening, so that's all I can say about that. Okay, guys. So this weekend, the 2019 Iowa Infernal Natural Bodybuilding Championship. That's right. This is where Kalen is going to be on the stage. It's where I will be in the audience and behind the camera this weekend. In the house. Woo, woo. So, and this is a new one for Mayhem Productions. So we will see how it will go. I don't even know. It was kind of, I feel like it was a last minute addition. So I'm not even sure what kind of turnout it's going to be. But I feel like it could be a pretty good one, you know, just with the following that Mayhem Productions has. And, Iowa's centrally located. We got great hotels. We got great restaurants. We have Hurt Donuts in the Des Moines area,
yes.
folks. We got it
yes,
all.
You do.
So there is everything for the athletes here. And so it's going to be this Saturday, noon to 6 p.m. at the Urbandale Performing Arts Center, and it's here we go. Hottest show in Iowa is how
Inferno.
It's being described here. And burn, I'm on fire. What's that song? Sing it, Kalen. You know what it is.
Do 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 do. Fire. Hey, you know what song?
Yeah. What song are you using?
Firestorm.
Firestorm, how does that go? Sing it.
A firestorm burning the sky. We light up the world. Yeah.
Hey, all right. This will be one to watch.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if we can't get a Facebook Live video of that performance going.
Oh,
all right.
My
it
goodness.
Says,
no, just video.
Oh,
don't
yes.
Don't do Facebook Live.
And of course, you know, I will have my core horse.
What if I trip and fall? Don't do it. Don't do it.
My husband, Core Carruthers. Will be right there with me
the
to capture
Carruthers.
All of the glory. The other Carruthers. Hashtag the other Carruthers. So, odds
Thank
of having a Facebook
hashtag.
Live.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. So, our odds of having a Facebook Live video of the KP
Not
here
with me.
Are pretty, are pretty darn good. Of you, that's right. All right.
Yeah,
so, I
was last
premier.
Time we did a Facebook Live at the Spartan. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too. I was premier natural bodybuilding experience. Brace yourself.
Yes,
to one of the most exciting, high octane events in the country.
Die.
But yeah,
I
here
thought
you
that was going to kill me. Yes. Yes.
But it did not
if
deter
you, ever
you
to see
one
a man close
bit.
To death. Yeah. If you ever
Kalen was not froze to death. He was not froze to death. He was cutting. He was doing, you know, traditional Kalen.
He was being
cutting
Kalen.
Up. He was being Kalen.
Yes.
All right. So contest coverage in Iron Man magazine. Will Kalen Patterson make it? The cut? We will see.
Oh,
TNBA Pro Qualifier. qualifier for Natural Olympia. Cameron Patterson, what if you qualify for the Natural Olympia?
Oh, don't do that.
What if?
Oh. What if?
Red carpet treatment. I shouldn't say what if. I said when you qualify for the Natural Olympia. All right. Red carpet treatment off stage and backstage.
I still got the North American.
Best goodie bags in the country receive the time and attention you deserve on stage to showcase all of your hard work to your friends and family. No politics, an event that is 100% for the athletes.
Yeah.
There you have it.
There you have it.
And really, with that's all I have, Caleb Patterson. That's all I got.
Well, that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. NSYNC song list is what I'm looking up now. Ooh, bye, Caleb.
Goodness.
Sing that.
No.
I want you back.
It's gonna be me. How could you leave that one out? All that
it's
I
gonna
do,
be me.
Not enough for you.
There we go. It makes me. How about that one?
Oh, my goodness. No. What's the one I'm thinking about? It's a slow song. Come on, keep going. Give me some more.
Space Cowboy.
No, it's
Let's
a slow
see.
Song.
I don't know. I just want to be with you.
Is that it?
I don't know these.
Oh.
I don't remember. It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be my.
That's not it. It's going to be what?
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May?
No, April, May.
April, May.
It's going to be May.
April, May. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
All right. That's all I got. Snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle sprinkles.
Snickerpoodle.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's all get ready for the Inferno. Send Kaylin lots of warm fuzzies, good luck, all of that business, and we are going to keep you posted on this show because this is the first time this year that we will be in the same house together. All right? So it's going to be in the house.
My.
The shiz house.
It's going to be my.
It's going to be my. And it's going to be a good one. So on behalf of the Inferno, bam. And snickerdoodle sprinkles, chocolate way for the win. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Build it with bam!